the forest, the ranger backtracked their most likely course to the small tunnel in the side of the hill. Infrared sensors found two humans nearby, and it bathed the area with the laser until the grass burst into flame, the soil blackened, the exposed rocks softened, and flowed like steaming mud. Muffled screams came from the melting bunker, but soon stopped.
They failed!
The news came from a Sec man standing on the catwalk inside the wooden palisade of the outer wall. On the ground, Sergeant Kissel grunted at the news, but nothing more. Rule number one for any commander was never to show surprise. The men always had to think you knew an event was going to happen, and that everything was under control. Torches lined the area before the gate, the ground littered with ammo boxes and supplies. The sprawling market of detail was completely empty of prisoners, and totally wide open, granting an invader easy access to reach the inner stone wall and the castle of the ward.
Seal the gate!
With 20 men pushing and swearing, the tremendous portal was firmly shoved into place. Then a stout wooden beam, more than a yard thick, was slid across the gate and into iron loops on either side. Next, iron bars were rammed into niches set in the cobblestone street and levered up against the stout beam.
That should hold it.
The private pounded it with a fist. An older bald man sneered at the youth.
Balls, it'll ram right through.
2 feet of oak covered with steel chains? That gate took years to complete.
We're all dead, and you know it.
Walking closer, Kissel fired from the hip, and the bald man dropped to the ground, gushing blood. Kissel holstered his piece.
Stinking traitor. You there, take his blaster and ammo. You two, shove the body aside. We'll feed him to the scavengers later on, after we kill the beast.
A ragged cry rose from the troops, but it seemed to lack some conviction.
Wall sentry! Give me a call!
It's past the red marker! Took minor damage from the rocks!
Kissel drew his blaster.
Battle stations!
Racing to the battlements, the guards amassed along the catwalk, crouching to hide their numbers.
Where are the RPGs and recoilless rifles? The bazookas, the laws!
Back on the main wall.
But we need them here to stop the thing.
Yeah, go complain to the heirs. All we got is these.
He glared at the black powder rocket he was stuffing into a rusty launcher. 2 feet long and made from lead pipe, the homemade rockets were crude and had a tendency to veer wildly in flight, often returning to kill the very men who launched them. Missile post was a punishment detail, not a promotion. Plus, the launcher was merely a beehive array of car tailpipes welded together. A score of thick green fuses fed from the end of the corroded steel and were tied together into a single thick tail. A gunner with a magnesium road flare was ready to light the fuses and then run like hell in case the launcher exploded, as so many of them did.
It's approaching the yellow marker! Range, 200 yards!
Climbing onto a horse, Kissel rode to the nearest catapult. A team of men was tying off the ropes as he galloped closer to the huge contraption.
What is the status, Corporal?
The man snapped a salute.
Ready to go, sir. Number one is loaded. Two is being loaded.
Range is set for...
120 and 100 yards.
Don't miss, lad. These are our best hope now.
We'll get the bastard, sir.
The sentry held the binocs with both hands.
Passing yellow! Almost at the green! Range 150!
Somebody handed Kissel a rifle, and he counted slowly to three.
Open fire!
Every man on the wall cut loose with their blasters, rifles and pistols throwing a hail of lead at the tank. And in spite of the darkness and distance, dozens of rounds ricocheted off the armored hull. A private levered in a fresh round.
Wasting ammo.
Luring it in closer.
A corporal sprayed 9mm parabellum rounds from his chattering autoblaster. Kissel reined in his horse.
Ready at the cats! Prepare to release!
Sword slashed at ropes, and the catapult arm jerked upward, slamming into the stop bar and sending the cargo in the basket hurtling high over the wall. Lost in the starry sky, the collection of wooden kegs with hissing fuses rained upon the tank with pinpoint accuracy, and it was coated with booming explosions, the dense smoke masking the effect of the barrage.
Reload the catapults! Launch the rockets!
The fuses were lit. Spraying sparks and smoke, the rockets streaked away into the night on tails of flame. A few angled toward the woods, one went straight into the ground and detonated in the dirt, another spiraled off to nowhere, but the rest zoomed in straight and pounded the Ranger with satisfying accuracy. A second salvo was released, then a third, as the cheering men on the wall emptied their blasters into the inferno. Then, out of the smoke, rolled the Beast. Every external antenna was removed, radar gone, its video cameras reduced to sparking trash and dangling wires, but the hull wasn't visibly breached. It headed directly for the gate, the laser cannon angling upward and strobing at the palisade. Blind or with their heads on fire, screaming men tumbled off the catwalk and plummeted to the cold ground. In the Citadel, Amanda and Richard raised their heads from studying the map on a table as McGregory entered the audience room.
Well, what's happening out there?
Report, Captain.
The situation is poor, my lord. The outer defenses have failed. The SEC men hit the tank numerous times with rockets and bombs to no real effect. Even the boulders did little damage. The guards are preparing to retreat to the slave cottages in detail and continue fighting from there.
Is it through the gate yet?
Not yet, no. But soon.
Acceptable.
Richard returned his attention to the strategy table. Colored markers of different types and tiny flags covered the map of Novaville. A black box sat prominently near the gate in the wooden palisade.
Deputy Ward, you are wrong. I'm duty-bound to tell you that I believe the fight is hopeless unless the guards get those bazookas. Even just one could make all the difference.
Amanda moved a marker from the palisade to the inner stone wall.
No, those are for our personal protection.
Richard shifted another.
We'll destroy the machine in the market square. There's no need to waste precious supplies.
I only hope it's enough.
McGregory accepted a cup of wine from a kneeling slave girl.
Explain yourself. Our father, the Ward, personally designed the Ville defenses.
But he hasn't seen this thing, my lady. And I have.
With ruthless efficiency, Kissel dispatched the last of the screaming men with a pistol, and silence returned to the battlefield. The huge wooden gate was pierced in several places by burning holes, and the Beast on the other side crashing repeatedly into the resilient barrier. Each attempt bent the crossbar more and more, widening the cracks in the weakening timber. Only the iron locking bars held it in place, and when those went, so would the gate.
Everybody you can see! Back on the wall!
Kissel dumped his spent cartridges and reloaded frantically.
I want every rocket we've got launched right now! Do you hear me? Now!
Less than a dozen SEC men stumbled up the ladders to the catwalk. Many more stayed where they were, wandering aimlessly or sitting in the dirt, clawing at their dead eyes. Then, there was a deafening crash, and the burning gate exploded off its hinges. The horse beneath Kissel went wild with fear at the sight of the machine, rearing wildly. The sergeant struggled to maintain his seat in the saddle, but tumbled off, almost getting trampled under the slashing hooves. Cursing bitterly, Kissel stumbled away and drew his revolver. Then, from out of the smoke, the Beast was upon him, towering over the SEC man like a metal building. Its laser traversed to the left, pulsed once, and a catapult burst into flames, while it continued to roll toward Kissel, crushing the bodies of guards under armored treads. Screaming in terror, Kissel threw away his blaster and raised both hands.
I surrender! I surrender! Don't kill me!
The Beast loomed before the shaking man, its cannon swinging to point at him directly. Openly weeping, Kissel braced himself for death, and the machine rumbled off, leaving him unharmed amid the wreckage and carnage of the defeated troops.
Alive. I'm alive. It doesn't kill if you surrender.
But there was nobody else alive to hear the news. The catwalk was lined with smoking bodies, and most of the blind had long ago crawled away out of earshot. A sudden crushing shame for his act of cowardice hit the SEC man. icy fear knifing into his stomach, almost making him retch. But nobody had seen. Nobody had heard. Grabbing weapons off the ground, Kissel reclaimed his horse and galloped out the smashed gate of the fiery palisade, heading